The sequel to the hit video game Portal comes out today. The original is a small puzzle game that was quietly released 4 years ago and went on to sell nearly 4 million copies. NPR's Travis Larchuk has this story on Portal 2.
To understand Portal, you kinda have to play it. So I took my Xbox into the studio and gave the controller to Morning Edition producer Tom Bullock.
I play a lot of video games, and this looks exactly like a first-person shooter. Pretty classic.
The big difference? No zombie hordes or gangs of bad guys are trying to kill him. In this game, he's all alone, except for an omniscient computer challenging him to escape from a series of rooms.
This next test is impossible. Make no attempt to solve it.
Luckily, he has a device that creates portals he can use to teleport himself and objects from place to place.
Oh, I see. That's how you solve that puzzle. I'll be honest, I did not expect to think this was that much fun.
When Portal came out in 2007, it hooked players, like video game critic Jeff Gerstmann, who I talked to on Skype.
It was so well written, and just the mechanics of it felt so tight that, you know, you take a look at it and it seems like something more.
Portal began as a student project 7 years ago at DigiPen Institute. That's a game design school in Washington State. Garrett Rickey was one of 7 students on that team. Back then, the game looked and sounded pretty different. And it wasn't called Portal, it was called Narbacular Drop.
We wanted to make up a word that hadn't been used for anything else so that when someone searched for it, we'd be the top link.
One problem with that strategy, when people Googled the made-up word narbacular, it auto-corrected to carbuncular.
Which is some disease, so that wasn't ideal.
So, naming issues aside, at a school career day, the video game developer, Valve, saw the project and invited the students to come back and give the company a demo.
When we got there and started showing off the game, they kept bringing in more and more people, just different people we'd never seen before. And by the end of the day, they didn't just give us advice, they offered us a job, which was not what we were expecting at all. This rock star company was going to hire us to make our student project a real shipping game.
Portal was short, only a few hours long. It came packaged with 2 other titles, both shooter games, but Portal in particular struck a chord with gamers. Take the dialogue the computer uses to try to get you to do her bidding.
Wait now, and cake will be served immediately.
You know, if you just do what she says, there's going to be some cake at the end of the game. Like, you're going to have a little office party.
That's Portal writer Eric Woolpaw, and spoiler alert, it turns out that sweet-sounding computer goes all 2001 A Space Odyssey on you. There is no cake. It's a lie.
And somehow, for whatever reason, the cake is a lie caught on as this thing that was appearing everywhere.
On blogs, message boards, people even started making Portal-themed wedding cakes. And then there's this.
But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake.
The song is called Still Alive. The computer sings it to you when the game's over. It was written by singer-songwriter Jonathan Colton, who's known for his quirky lyrics.
Immediately, there were all of these spin-offs and people doing covers on the ukulele. And I think it's an elementary school chorus who sang the song.
That's the Gifford Children's Choir from Racine, Wisconsin, singing the Portal song. Now, Valve, the company that made Portal, has gone all out for the sequel. Portal 2 is 4 times longer. It's a standalone game with a big publicity push behind it. TV ads, billboards, the works. It's a senior class project, all grown up. Travis Larchuk, NPR News.